Yes, the game was good. I think the game was good. They come for a result. We didn't want to celebrate at least without a point, so we don't want to lose the game. So when they scored before us, we had to react and to try a different result. Second half was good. Lower tempo than the normal, but our quality, the qualities of our football during the biggest part of the season, so it was good to see that dynamic back. After that, celebration is always a celebration. I think the big emotion is always when you clinch the title, but when you have the cup in your hands and when the players they have it, I think is always a great feeling. So 5 years without that at Stamford Bridge, was time for our supporters to enjoy too.
Whose idea was the special Didier Drogba substitution with him carried off?
The substitution was decided because he has a little problem on his knee. In normal conditions, he wouldn't play this game. He did because it was the last, and he wanted to be on the pitch, and we were thinking about changing minute 20, 25, but because he was not so bad and he was not feeling so much pain, we left him for half an hour. The captaincy was John's desire to give him the armband, and after that the players to bring him outside the pitch, I think was between them, because they like him a lot. I'm really happy because he was part of the other team, but he belonged also to this new Chelsea, and for these players to know him, to train with him, to play with him, to live with him, to share with him, I think is fantastic, because he was very, very good for these young people. People like Hazard, William, Oscar, these people learns from the good examples, and he was a fantastic contribution for us this season.
JJ, it was a kind of a happy send-off for Didier, but sadness with Petr Cech. I mean, the fans were singing for him that they want him to stay.
The fans, I also want.
Were you singing?
I don't sing, but I keep saying the same. He's a legend of this club, but he's a legend with 32 years old. And 32-year-old for a goalkeeper is a very young legend. One of our strengths this season was to have the two best goalkeepers in the Premier League. And when Thibaut was injured, Petra had decisive saves and matches for us. I'm not sure if Petra was not here in these 7 matches in the Premier League, I don't know if we could be champions. So his contribution was decisive. But we have also to be fair and not emotional in the analyze. And we have also to say that Thibaut is an amazing goalkeeper, and he had a fantastic season for us. So I feel a bit sorry for him today, but Thibaut is a big champion, big contribution for us.
Do you know when the talks with Peter between the board will happen about his future?
I hope never. I hope never. But I don't know.
Has he said anything to you about what he thinks?
No. He's this kind of professional. He focused on his work. He focused on his job. Sometimes playing, other times not playing, but Peter in training, Peter in the dressing room life, is this guy. He's focused on these things and on his contribution, and he was always there for me and for the team. So I think also for Thibaut a privilege to have Peter with him, because I repeat, the two best goalkeepers in the Premier League together is fantastic.
Was it frustrating you slightly that you can have most things when you're manager of Chelsea, but you know, when it comes to someone like Petr Cech, you can't have them both. And is that frustrating? Is it one of the few things that you can't have?
I handle it. We did it. We had a season where both were important. Obviously, Thibaut played most of the games in the Premier League, in the Champions League. But the reality is that Peter played lots of matches in every competition. Peter plays in the four competitions, so we made him feel important. Obviously, one thing is to be the first goalkeeper in every match. Another thing is to have Thibaut with him. But the reality is that he played lots of important matches for us. I just remember quickly Arsenal at home, Leicester away, Everton at home. These three matches were fundamental for our title. So I can cope with it. For me, no problem to have both. But obviously, I'm not in control of Peter's decision, and I have to wait.
Jose, you won so much here as Chelsea manager, but how does that sort of celebration that out there today? Because I mean, that looked really.
You know, for me, to have here today the champions of 2004 and the champions of 2014-15 is an amazing feeling because I belong to both. And that team of 2004 is over, is finished. In the club, only John and Petr, Didier finished today. I belong to these two generations. And I know that to be back for the end of my team was hard. To see Ashley Cole leave, Lampard leave, Essien leave, Drogba leave is hard. Is very hard for me. But my job is Chelsea future, and Chelsea future is this team that we are working in the last 2 years, and we are going to carry on it. It's Chelsea future. Would be a dream to be here in 2025 and be with the champions of 2004, the champions of 2015 and the champions of 2025. Would be fantastic, but that my future doesn't matter. What matters is Chelsea future, and I'm working for that.
You were showing eight fingers for your 8 titles.
A lot, eh? I have to keep it because maybe one day I have no more fingers.
That's what I'm about to run out of fingers.
So let's go with 8 and try 9 because I'm almost there unless I put the feet.
May I ask you, who was that you threw? You top, was that your daughter you gave?
Yes, it was my daughter. My son couldn't be here today. He was playing with Fulham in Holland, a tournament. So my son couldn't be here. I gave my daughter the medal, but she knows that she's going to give the medal to his brother.
Wally.
Eden is your usual penalty taker. How come Diego took it today?
Sorry?
How come Diego took the penalty today? I think Eden is your usual penalty taker.
Was Didier to take? Was the first one to take the penalty? But Didier was not on the pitch, and probably Eden was not already ready to take the penalty, because it was the second choice. He let Diego take it. I think, okay, good for Diego to be back for this last game and score a last goal, because he couldn't play the last matches where we clinched the title. So nice from Eden to give him the chance to score a goal.
Are you going to take that watch off now?
I took after Crystal Palace. This is a new one.
Okay. May I just ask on a slightly different note about Steven Gerrard's last game today and Liverpool get beaten 6-1. As much as you enjoy talking about him, admire him, how that must be, you know, just your reaction to that?
You
really?
Know, today, Gerrard, Lampard and Drogba. Gerrard, Lampard and Drogba. Wow. You know, three different clubs, three different players, three big players. Two of them, my dear players. One, as I was saying here, a dear enemy. So, let's see if somebody can do and mean the same for the Premier League like they did.
Didier said out on the pitch that the players today might be even above your first title winning team in Chelsea. Is that something you share, or?
You know, it's difficult to say it. 2004, 2005, 2006, and even after that, Chelsea had fantastic teams and fantastic players. This team is just in the beginning. This team won one Capital Cup and one Premier League. They have to win more to be better than the others.
Last one, guys.
Was that a challenge that you set them immediately at the end of each season? You've got to go and do it again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You can win something in a certain moment of your career, and that's it. Or during your career, you can win in a regular basis, and that's what makes the difference between somebody that is champion and the champions. So let's try to motivate them to go in that direction, because that's what I want for them.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.